Last night, NBC kicked off the earth-shattering miniseries 10.5 in Earthquake Speak. That's more than the big one. And according to its tagline, it's only the beginning. Day-to-Day's exceptional correspondent Brian Unger says, brace yourself for a week of catastrophic endings and tears. Brian, what happened on NBC last night?
Well, Madeline, because of a dearth of depressing images in the news, the Peacock Network decided to destroy the Earth. And I think that's terrific, because I'm not sure we were really getting the point before. If you're not familiar with your run-of-the-mill annihilation of the planet, it kind of sounds like this.
Go on, Amanda, you can do it!
And part two of California's Extreme Makeover 10.5 airs tonight. And to promote this miniseries, NBC is using the line, prepare for the new West Coast.
And for a new America, Madeline. NBC is aptly using an earthquake to prepare us for a drastically changed landscape, a not-so-friendly place, one we couldn't have imagined until now. After NBC destroys California, it's going to break our hearts.
You're talking about the end of Friends, aren't you?
I am. Simulated Armageddon aside, the ground under our feet will really shift on Thursday as we wave goodbye for 2 hours.
2 hours. That's a lot of waving.
It is, Madeline, but how does one say goodbye to a decade-old institution like Friends?
Slowly.
Yes, slowly. Each day, this week, it's a farewell orgy of Friends on talk shows and in the news, reminding us how rich and sad they are. And here's the schedule for the rest of the week. Grieving starts at, well, now. A general malaise, fatigue, impotence, and loose stools begin at sundown, lasting 4 days. And then hopelessness, sleepless nights, and hair loss begin a week from Thursday night when we all realize we don't have any real friends we like listening to for 30 minutes.
Brian, that sounds very grim.
Well, finally, some tragic pictures we can all get behind. I mean, the end of Friends knows no political affiliation, Madeline. No racial divide, no religion. This is just good old-fashioned, straight-up missionary grief. And in a time when we're debating what images we're allowed to see and how we're supposed to feel about them, everyone can unite in sorrow over the shuttering of Central Perk and look forward to a limited transition to Joey.
Joey, that's the spinoff NBC is planning?
Your pop IQ is
it's incredible.
It's exceptional. Yeah, that is the spinoff. And if it fails, Matt LeBlanc, he'll have the $90 million cushion to fall back on. The entire cast will, too, not to mention the surplus they'll earn in syndication. So the Friends will be okay, Madeline. But will we? What will a post-Friends America look like?
I shudder to think. I just don't know. How will it look?
I'm guessing less cute. That's the picture they don't want you to see. An image of America and two black people, arbiter of cute haircuts, great teeth, and inconsequential sex, gone forever. Can we afford to be seen around the world as a less precious nation?
Brian Unger, with the questions no one else is asking.
Thank you, I think.
You can hear all of Brian Unger's reports on our website, npr.org, and I'm Madeline Brand.